When you see how Hurricane Helene has completely rocked many southern states in the United States, it is heartbreaking. But this little glimmer of hope, I think, is felt in the average Connecticut resident when you see that some of our volunteers, whether that be from the American Red Cross, AmeriCare, some of our Connecticut National Guards members, they have made the trek down south to help out. And we always check in with the American Red Cross on a monthly basis. And I am so happy that Peter is here this morning, who is a Red Cross volunteer, a Connecticut native. And Peter joins us now to talk about what you're seeing in Florida. So, Peter, thank you so much for taking the time to call in your very busy schedule. We really appreciate it. What can you tell us?
Well, thank you, Melissa, for having me. Yes, I was deployed back on the 24th of September as a team of six from the Red Cross to manage one of many evacuation shelters. And ours in particular was at a elementary school in a little town called Live Oak, Florida. The state and the counties, when we got down there, asked the Red Cross to at least help manage about 30 evacuation shelters from Tampa, Florida to north. And an evacuation shelter for your listeners is really a place for the residents to stay so they can ride out the hurricane. This school that we were at was fortunately built to the Florida hurricane standards, i.e. it could withstand winds up to 150 miles per hour. It has metal window shutters, of course, has a backup generator. And a point of note, we were told that actually the winds hit about 140 miles per hour. So, yes, we had a very safe, comfortable place for the residents to come in. The major difference with an evacuation shelter is that the residents are encouraged to bring their own food, whatever sleeping gear, and whatever need. They need to be comfortable for a couple of days as they ride out the storm. Interesting enough, this shelter has been used three times in the last 13 months.
Wow.
Because that area has been hit by three major hurricanes since then. So at the height of the storm, we actually had 526 residents, over 100 pets, and by the way, they were protected from the elements inside the school, including the school staff and their family. National Guard was there, and the Sheriff's Department and their families were there to hunker down. One of the issues we had during the hurricane was we had a few medical emergencies. You can imagine during a hurricane, the fire department and rescue don't want to come out. But one in particular was a Red Cross nurse actually saved a life after a resident had a medical emergency that required hands-only CPR and the use of the school's AED. So the Sheriff's Department worked with a local rescue team, the fire department, to make sure they could get out there because this was a life or death emergency.
Wow. This is wild. So Peter, again, who is an American Red Cross Connecticut native and volunteer for the Red Cross. Peter, how long have you been a volunteer with the Red Cross?
So I started back in October of 2017, and I've probably been to almost 25-plus national deployments.
Really? Where do you scale this one? Because we had a news reporter from our partners at CBS News chime in the aftermath, and he was actually a survivor in New Orleans when Katrina hit. He said that Hurricane Helene has done far more damage than Katrina, which I found pretty startling. What do you think?
I would agree. Apparently, this was the strongest storm ever to strike the Big Bend region of Florida.
Wow.
I would rank this right up there and tied with number one for me personally as a very difficult deployment. But on the same note, I was happy to help out and lean forward because these folks have been through so much, and we provide a ray of hope and very supportive hands to get them through this storm and really let them start to recover without having to worry about a safe place to stay.
How long are you going to be there, Peter?
So I actually just got home last night. At some point in the near future, I'm probably going to be asked to redeploy because there's issues going on in the Carolinas, Georgia, Tennessee, you name it, anywhere down the southeast. So I'm going to take a couple of days to replenish and charge my batteries and probably head out again.
As of Tuesday, 30 volunteers from the Connecticut and Rhode Island region of the American Red Cross were deployed to communities in Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, and Tennessee. That's according to the American Red Cross this morning, along with three emergency response vehicles. And they join more than 900 disaster responders from across the country. And we are speaking to Peter this morning, who is a Red Cross volunteer with the Connecticut chapter. He is a Connecticut native back in Connecticut right now, but with plans to probably redeploy and go to one of these affected areas. I mean, this is so surprising, Peter, to see. You know, you were in Florida, obviously, which is honestly where we were expecting the hardest hit areas to be. But it ended up being North Carolina that was slammed the most because of those mudslides. Have you heard from or been in contact with any of the volunteers stationed there?
Not directly, but I'm reading reports where this North Carolina was more of a flood event than a wind event. Mm. But that area hasn't had that kind of rain. I don't think they've ever recorded that much. So, mudslides, flooding, roads just eroded to almost nothing, bridges collapsed. Yeah, not an easy deployment for those who are out there.
Peter, you answered the call and you said that you've been on close to 24, if not more, of these types of trips since joining the American Red Cross as a volunteer in 2017. There are people listening this morning. They admire you. Maybe they themselves would love to be able to volunteer and go to the places where there is so much need, but they can't. Are there other ways that people can get involved, though, and help out the people affected by Hurricane Helene?
Absolutely. So the Red Cross is funded by donors like you and me. So we are obviously looking for some financial assistance. And a couple ways to do that is visiting redcross.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, which is 1-800-733-2767. And if they want, they can actually text the word Helene to 90999 to donate. And also, blood donations don't stop or aren't because of a hurricane or any type of disaster. So down there, they're still going to be in a need for blood. So if you get out and donate blood, that would be great. I think all parts of the country need to supplement that area of the country. So yeah, financially, yes. And giving blood, yes. And hopefully this interview inspires others to volunteer.
Peter, thank you for being a volunteer for so long and for the work that you did recently in Florida after Hurricane Helene. Please be safe if you redeploy and keep us posted. We'd love to follow your journey.
Thank you, Melissa, for the time.
Absolutely. Peter, again, who is a longtime volunteer for the American Red Cross, he joined actually in 2017 and said right here on the show that he has been deployed more than 20 times to different disaster areas across the country. And most recently, he was just in Florida. And that is after Hurricane Helene. A reminder, if you want to get involved and maybe you can't go to the places directly, but you want to help out the victims of Hurricane Helene, you can text the word Helene to 90999. You can, of course, make a financial donation. You can give blood. You can find out more information if you go online to redcross.org/volunteer.